You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Why do I always have to start?
Because.
Guess what?
You have so much excitement and enthusiasm.
Oh, that's why. That's why. Mm-hmm. Well, here we go. Let's go. Continuing with our series with higher level thinking. I was reflecting on it and was thinking, well, what does it mean to have, you know, a higher level of thinking as it relates to your marriage or your engagement?
I think it's just that it's not accepting mediocre. You always set your mind to looking forward, to doing better, to thinking of ways to enhance your life, your marriage, your relationship, your communication. To me, higher level thinking is always looking at what's the next thing? Like, what can we do better? How can we increase in this area? Or how can we be more successful if we are, you know, looking to move forward in another area? Always thinking forward and not being okay with just where you are right now, and realizing that God has more for you, and you know, doing what you need to do to get there.
That's awesome. I think about when you say that, it's like going beyond surviving and actually thriving in our marriage. You know, sometimes we sit and we listen and just, you know, you around couples and we love couples and we coach couples and we just love marriage. But, you know, the mindset of we're okay, or we're just good. It's fine, but the desire to go higher or to go have a stronger marriage and know more about your spouse and to create new ideas, to have fun and intimacy and rub up on your... Oh, they can't see me. Okay, all right, I'm gonna behave. Anyway, It's going to that higher level, and it starts first in our thinking before it manifests, you know, in our actions. And so when I think about a higher level marriage or a higher level thinking, and particularly, I think of a joy-filled, God-honoring marriage that's built with teamwork, love, sacrifice, which are things that we highlight that can be hard, but it takes our marriage to that next level. You know, and you can be married and be in the house and be roommates. Mm-hmm. And you not necessarily argue or not necessarily this, but you just do life, and it's not thriving. It doesn't mean that there's a problem, but it just means that we need to go a little higher. And so I think one thing is crucial is the communication piece as to where we are in our relationship and what that would look like to go higher. I recognize that that's different for every relationship. For some, it's to talk more. For some, it's to do more things, you know, strategically. For some, it's, you know, more activity-based. And we've been having a blast with coming up with different ideas pertaining to how to, you know, just go out of the norm of just marriage and life and just doing fun activities and, you know, going out, date nights and just doing various things that really enhance the marriage and the relationship, putting that fire and taking it to that next level. I've been even hearing the phrase higher level more since the name change. And maybe you talk about, like, it's like if you want this car and you just start seeing it, it's like you're attracted to it. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
So, anyway, anything you want to add on to that?
Yeah, I mean, I would also say that the higher level thinking, even pertaining to how you think of your spouse or your fiance, And the fact that you want to think higher of them. You want to think more positive things about them and not so much dwelling on the negative things. And that, I believe, alone will enhance your relationship and your match, because the more you think about something, the more it becomes, like you said, what you see. That's the thing that you're attracted to. So as you focus on the good things about your spouse and what they do awesome and what you love about them, then I believe that also will be part of adjusting your thinking to that higher level thinking that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I like the proactive side as well, like you were mentioning, you know, being able to really see ahead of the game, so to speak. It's times that, you know, we got different things going on in life, and I think a higher level thinking or recognizes that, you know, this season might be one that is busy and is loaded and so forth and so on. So we'd be proactive to talk about these situations and make a plan on how we can thrive and not just survive. You're in school, I'm in school, we have HLM, we have ministry, we have a lot of stuff that's going on. It really requires for us to take time to look into our marriage and say, look, this is date night, this is time when we're going to get together, this is time when we do that. And I think that's that higher level thinking that's required in our own lives and practical times and things, you know. So it's not just like, oh man, like we had a whole week that went by and there was nothing really, you know, catering toward our children and our family, and we just kind of went through life, so to speak. And so I think that communication piece and being proactive and reaching goals together as well, having that vision, whether it's manifested on a board or that you're talking about and communicating, I think higher level thinking really pushes and encourages in a loving way your spouse to go ahead and achieve greatness as well. Mm-hmm. Higher level thinking requires us to not only see something that could be potentially a stressful situation, but being proactively engaged so that we know how to take that frustration or that place and put a positive spin on it and give you what you need. It's recognizing, you know, our strengths and recognizing the times of weakness and recognizing when we, you know, need a break in times. You know, it's just mm-hmm. that proactive mindset to go ahead and be ahead versus yes. behind the curve and just dealing with stuff and blow-ups and different things like that. So we believe in taking marriages, good marriages, and making them great. And we believe that if you're listening in here, then it's not only great potential, but it's just time for us to take it to that higher level. And I believe that's what God's call is for us right now. It's not just to survive, but to thrive in excellence. And so I want to speak to you as a listener and just speak life into your marriage, speak life into your relationships, just speak life into this season and just believe, wanting you to believe and to tag team with us and to really make that commitment that we are going to go higher. So if you see or hear of events that we are doing, even our coaching sessions are different. They're not in the traditional realm of sitting down and just, you know, doing it the way that other people may do them. We have a very interactive, activity-based, and just a whole different setting, you know. So when you hear things, you know, we have supercharged Saturdays that are coming up, man, and we're going to be just out there, and if it's nice, we'll be outdoors doing team-building activities, going to a higher level within that. You know, just stay tuned pertaining to some things that we believe are going to encourage you and just have you just go to that higher level. I've been really thinking about that, what do they call them, mystery rooms or whatever they are?
The mystery dinners?
No, the rooms. You know, when they take you in there and you got to go in there with a team and they lock you in a room and you got to figure out how to get out. Like,
yeah.
I want to do that with some couples, and I want us to, do some laser tags and just some team building exercises, because there's always a lesson in these activities that we can go ahead and do. And then there's just regular just trust activities and just taking just things that could have been, you know, overlooked. It's not always the deep, deep things. Sometimes the simple things that we have that we need to overlook. And I think that God has given us a unique way to take these things and these situations and to highlight them in a great way that we can have fun, that we can learn about each other, that we can laugh, that we can eat. You know, I like to eat, so it's going to be some food involved. That's higher. That's higher level thinking too. Higher level bellies. No, let me stop. So, and even exercising and just being healthy as well. So, I'm encouraged and I'm really excited about this, and I hope that you guys are excited as well. So, we want you to encourage you to love on your spouse, to encourage your spouse, pray with your spouse, and just expect great things. Have that higher level thinking, and just continue to be great. Okay? What you got?
I think you said it all. I mean, we're going higher, and it's going to start with how we think and our perspective. So as we work together and work with other couples, and as our listeners are tuned in, and then they go and have those conversations with their spouse or their fiance, that they'll be able to all, we'll be able together to change the way we think and to take our marriages to that next level.
Good. All right. Well, look, we love you guys. You're awesome. And take your good marriage and make it awesome. All right. So, peace.
Bye.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram. For more information, visit us online. Thank you.